You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
The Fed chair says there's enough economic growth to support a December rate hike. Speaking to the Economic Club of Washington, Janet Yellen said that while the economy has come a long way, additional data could affect the central bank's timing of a rate increase. Economic indicators have slipped lately with lower numbers in manufacturing and retail sales. Interest rates have been near 0% since 2008. The last time the Fed raised interest rates was June of 2006. If you're feeling a little short of money for this year's holiday season, consumer expert Andrea Warrick says CoinStar can help you convert your old gift cards to cash.
If you have any gift cards that you haven't used from last holiday season, you can sell those as well by looking for one of those bright yellow CoinStar Exchange kiosks at your local grocery store and then just exchange them for instant cash.
She also says it's easier than you may think to sell things like old clothes, gadgets, toys, and video games online or at consignment stores to raise holiday gift money. The National Retail Federation expects holiday spending to rise nearly 4% this year to $630 billion. Consumer expert Andrea Warrick says it's easy to sell things you don't need anymore to raise that extra money for holiday gifts.
Maybe it's clothing you no longer wear. Maybe it's clothing your kids have grown out of that you can even sell for cash. Gadgets, old toys, video games, all these items you can sell online or at a local consignment store to help boost your holiday budget.
With more online at westernjournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
On today's programming, I'll be talking about the six ways to motivate your employees to care about your business, how to keep your brand's promise, how to clone your best employees, and I'll have 10 ways to turn online prospects into in-store buyers. It's Thursday, December 3rd, 2015, and Taking Care of Business starts right now.
And I'll be taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I'll be taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. It's a little after noon o'clock, 12:05 to be precise. My name is Jim Gannot. I'm the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington, and the program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey. and on the national scene as well. But before we get going, it's time for a brief check of the weather. Temperature currently at 47 degrees. Today it'll be windy with periods of sun and wind. Today, a high of 51 degrees and a low of 32. Tomorrow, we're going to have plenty of sunshine, a high of 52 and a low of 29. Saturday, more of the same with plenty of sunshine, a high of 52 and a low of 27. And on Sunday, pull out your mimeograph machine and smell that purple ink and copy Friday and Saturday as it'll be sunny with a high of 54 and a low of 33. We're going to skip the check of the market recap. Just before I came into the studio, got pulled aside by Chamber President Chris Phelan to talk about a couple of options. Did not get a chance to get you the current forecast or the status of the financial markets. So if you need that, you can obviously go to CNBC.com and take a look over there. So it's been a while since we got together. Last week we had no show because every time the holiday falls and the chamber offices are closed, the radio, we go into rewind mode. So last week was Thanksgiving break. So took that week off. I've been scouring the internet and other sources for more stories to cover as we continue the programming. And but a neat thing happened on Tuesday, just before the Thanksgiving break. And that was when the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce held their Business Vitality Awards. And I was very pleased and honored to be the recipient of one of those awards. Mine is called the Tell Me More Award for the most informative chamber radio show. So Taking Care of Business, proud to be an award-winning show now here at Hunterdon Chamber Radio. A lot of great awards given out. I'm always impressed when I see Most Promising New Business, the Kids in Business Award, the Entrepreneur of the Year, the Good Neighbor Award. All of those are great. And I love hearing the stories behind them, particularly Janet Madalena's from Madalena's Cheesecake, overcoming the death of her husband, keeping the business open, and succeeding and thriving. So all real good. And thanks again to the Chamber for recognizing us as the most informative radio show. But for tonight, oh, big doings here tonight in the Meadowlands. Going to be traveling up to MetLife Stadium. Can't wait for this. I am like a caged lion. Maybe let's call it a caged panther today. You know, I've been talking to you over the years about how I announced the high school football games at Bridgewater Raritan High School. I have gone to just about every high school football game in Bridgewater, both East, West, and now the Panthers, probably since I was a kid and my mother was teaching at High School East. I was either roaming the sidelines in the early 70s for the East Minutemen, handing out water bottles to the players. I knew their whole playbook backwards and forwards. Every position, I studied it in the hopes that one day I would be a Minuteman, only to find out I became a Golden Falcon and went to High School West. But tonight, as Phil Collins says, big night. Bridgewater Raritan, currently 11-0 in football, is going to take on Westfield, also 11-0, in the state football finals for the North 2 Group 5 championships. Looking very forward to that. Going to be up in the press box doing the spotting for Bridgewater Raritan. And if I see something, I'll say something, which we often do in the press box and relay that down to the sideline. So definitely looking forward to tonight's game. If you are interested in following along the game, but you don't want to head up to the Meadowlands, it will be streamed online on MSG Varsity. So there is a way to catch the action from the comfort of your own home. So make sure that you tune into MSG Varsity to watch the game as it is streamed online and live. So looking forward to that. Tuesday night was a very unique night for me. I was watching The Prophet. I talk about this show all the time on CNBC with Marcus Lemonis. Invited Marcus to listen in today, so hopefully he's tuning in from Chicago. And what was funny was this was a review of a business that he had purchased about 6 months ago, and he was trying to scale it up. It's called Standard Burger. It's based out of Staten Island. And he saw the potential for Standard Burger. Now, there were five owners, and In the beginning, I sensed there was a problem. You know, they picked one gentleman to be the general manager because the other four, although they could invest, they couldn't leave their current jobs. But I didn't really get the feeling that the guy that they picked to be general manager was the right guy for the job. So now you fast forward 6 months, all kinds of changes at Standard Burger, from pricing issues to quality issues to mistakes being made on the menu. It was a very simple menu. Any McDonald's manager could walk in there and turn the place around. So one of the things that you can do when watching The Prophet is to tweet live with Marcus. And it was funny because I started making, you know, some routine comment. You know, I said, Joe must go, you know, was one quote. And next thing you know, he tweets back that he likes that tweet. I was like, wow, you know, Marcus is tweeting with me right now. This is kind of cool. So I made a couple of comments over the course of the show, kind of predicting how it was going to end. And I borrowed a line from a friend of mine in college, Mark Vernarelli, where he used to say, we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. We just hope it's not the light from an oncoming freight train. And when I tweeted that, I got a lot of likes from not only Marcus, but other people. When you fast forward to the 55-minute mark of the show, you can see Joe was let go, still able to maintain his ownership stake, but the other manager, the other owners had to step in if they were going to scale this up and do some franchising down the road. And they did sign their first franchisee. So it was all, looks like it's going to work out well. I had emailed Marcus when the first episode said I would be interested in opening a franchise here in Flemington. I'm going to pull that back and say, you know what, this may be the time to wait a year or two. As much as I believe in Marcus, I'm not sure he's got the right guys in place at the top of the food chain, so to speak, running that place. So, again, do yourself a favor. If you're in business, small business, large business, doesn't matter, watch this program. You know, I always tell people, watch Shark Tank, watch The Prophet. I tell people, watch Pawn Stars for the negotiating skills. But you learn a lot from these programs. And what I like to do is make the comparisons between the businesses that are on TV and then bring it back home to my own business and make sure, are we making the mistakes they're making? Are we, what they're doing right, are we doing correctly as well? There was one line, and I had a meeting with my staff about a month ago, and I said, nobody is bigger than this business. Not me, not my son Brandon, you know, none of our employees, none of us can consider ourselves to be bigger than the business. The business is always bigger than everybody in it, especially at the sales volume that we're in now. And so Marcus used the same line in The Prophet the other night. He said, the business is bigger than anyone. It has to be business first. And in one of our first shows here about 4 years ago, I had told you about an exercise I do with companies where when they call me in and they say, look, we got a problem. There's processes that are broke. There are systems that aren't working. We need a fix. I meet with the employees and I typically will ask them, give me one line from John F. Kennedy's inauguration speech. And the funny thing is, as great as that speech was, people only know one line from that speech, and that is, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. And I always tell them, now replace the word country with the word company. Ask not what your company can do for you, ask what you can do for your company. And if you start to get that mentality, and you go back to what Marcus said and what I've been saying, that no one is bigger than the company, than the business, you kind of see where we're going with this. If we put the company first, we make more sales, we do better customer service, we take care of the customers, the company will continue to grow. The feedback that you get, the referrals that you get are just going to be strengthened and there'll be more of them. So that's where I always go with that. But when he said that line, it was light bulb moment for me. And I said, that's what I've been trying to get across to my staff. That's what I get try to get across to my customers. I'm glad I'm not the only one thinking like that. So again, Tuesday nights, 10 o'clock on CNBC. Watch The Prophet with Marcus Lemos. A great show. And if you're in business, he gets about 10,000, 15,000 applications a year to come and help small businesses, which begs the question, why are so many small businesses in so much trouble? And, you know, he's only one guy. How can he fix all of them? But I think that it's a little telling when we hear stories of 75% of all businesses will close in the first 3 to 5 years. It's good to see the mistakes others are making and to be able to learn from them. So, again, Tuesday night, CNBC, the show is called The Prophet with Marcus Lemonis. We're going to step away, take a break. I got two more housekeeping items to take care of, and then we'll get into our first story, six ways to motivate employees to care about your business. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Ho, ho, ho. It's that time of year to come out and enjoy the Hunterdon Holiday Parade, sponsored by my good friends at Hunterdon Radiological Associates. This year, all my friends and I will be parading down Main Street in Flemington starting at 5 p.m. on Sunday, December 6th, snow or shine. Ho, ho, ho. Thank you to ShopRite of Flemington, the Flemington Bid, the Borough of Flemington, Liberty Village Premium Outlets, Fusco's Rental World, and Witham Smith and Brown for their hospitality to me and my elves. If you miss it, I may need to recheck my list. I'll see you there. Happy holidays.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano. Glad you could join us once again, as it's our tradition here on Thursdays to get together for about the last 4 years now. Very glad to be a part of Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Two more things to go over before we get into the meat of the program here. The first, I want to thank Evans Gebhardt for joining me on the November 19th program. Evans is the founder of WiredForWine.com, and this was an online site that Evans created about 6 or 7 years ago with his wife and business partners to give you a place where you can shop online for wine and spirits and accessories. And now he's offering personalization of these products, which is perfect at this time of the year. People love personalized gifts. And so to go to wiredforwine.com, choose an item that you would like to purchase for a friend, a colleague, a coworker. There are right now about 7 products that are being offered for personalization, but I'm pretty sure that if you were to email them and pick a different product and say, could I get this personalized, they would do it for you. I know the guy who does their engraving, and I'm pretty sure he would do it for them as well. So thanks again to Evans Gebhardt for joining me on November 19th. And then on a serious note, a shout out to a friend of mine, a good kid, Ryan Krasinski. He's in the go-kart club that I'm one of the parent leaders of, and Ryan was involved in an ATV accident over the weekend. Pretty serious. He's in Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital, sedated in ICU with head injuries, and just want to wish him, obviously, a speedy recovery and let him know that we're thinking about him and praying for him and hope that he's back on track real soon. Well, 6 ways to motivate employees to care about your business. And before I get into this story, I want to give you a little background here. More and more, whether you're looking at Facebook, following along on LinkedIn or something, there seems to be this real negative attitude from employees toward employers. sometimes it's, you know, something as simple as, I have to go to work in the morning. I can't stand my job. I have to, I hate my boss. Whatever the case may be, people have no problem telling you why they hate going to work. And I must be one of the seven dwarfs or something like that, because, man, I whistle when I work. I love what I do. I enjoy, and I always have. I've never had that mentality of, oh, I got to go to work in the morning. But if you get that sick feeling in your gut on Sunday night, the weekend's over, it's about 7:30, you're sitting down to watch 60 Minutes, and all of a sudden that overwhelming feeling comes upon you, like, ugh, I got to go to work in the morning. And I've seen it with family members. I've seen it with friends. I'm just not sure. Maybe I'm just, you know, the village idiot, and I'm not really sure. I didn't get on that bus of I hate working. My father always taught me that if someone's going to pay you to work for them, then you owe it to them to actually do the work. Yeah, but when people just do the very least, the very minimum, and they just get by, but every week they're standing there in line waiting for their paycheck, I have a problem with that. So the question now would be, how do you motivate employees to actually care about your business? And think about what I said before the break. Ask not what your company can do for you. Ask what you can do for your company. But have you ever been on the receiving end of bad customer service? It often goes something like this. You know, a grumpy employee that will ignore you, treat you dismissively, act in an unprofessional manner, and make you question why you stopped by the business in the first place. Sometimes a bad employee is just a bad employee. There's no getting around it. But often, rude, unhelpful, and unproductive employees are a signal that an owner has not motivated them to care about their business. Disengaged employees can have a negative impact on almost every aspect of your business, including safety incidents, customer satisfaction, staff turnover, and profitability. So how do you lead your staff to feel pride in their work? Well, here's a couple of strategies you may want to try. First, empower your staff to make decisions within their purview and within the chain of command. Establish a forum for staff feedback and suggestions. Listen and value the suggestions of your trusted employees. Recognize and respect the work that your employees do, particularly when they go above and beyond. It takes more than lip service. Award the bonuses, the flex time, or the incentives that you can afford. Model pride in your own work and express gratitude for your establishment, employees, and customers. Let employees know that you value their professionalism and encourage them to view their job performance with pride. Every now and then, get them out of the office from time to time. Staff outings are an opportunity to learn, to meet new people, and to build team bonds. And then finally, as your business grows, let your employees evolve with you. Groom them to take on more responsibilities. So as you hear those pointers of how these simple little tweaks can help your business, how many of you are actually doing it? How many of you have that feedback and suggestion forum for your employees? How many of you will stand behind your employees when they make a decision, when you're not there, and actually just stand behind it and say, this is what you've said. It's not going to cost us money. We'll do it. How many times do you expect good work, but you don't actually recognize good work from your staff? Modeling pride in your own work is very simple. The more you put into it, the more it'll be easier for your employees to follow you, especially when it comes to professionalism and viewing the job with pride. I like the idea of getting them out of the office from time to time. Next week, there will be no taking care of business next week. The countdown clock has begun, and on Saturday, I'm going to hop on the Crown Trophy corporate jet and head down to Aruba. I'm only kidding. There is no corporate jet. We call it United Airlines where I come from. But we're going to head down to Aruba for a couple of days of rest and relaxation. After three surgeries and 3 months out of the showroom and rebuilding the store, my batteries are completely drained, and I'm just going to sit on the beach and hope that some young man in khaki shorts and a nice professional-looking outfit, golf shirt or something, just keeps my drink glass full. So I'll be down there Saturday through Wednesday. When I land Wednesday, I'm heading up to our corporate offices in Hawthorne, New York. One of our employees, about 10 offices, are bringing what we call our key employees up. And one of our employees is going to head up there, get to see the operation, kind of see which gear they are in the bigger picture. And hopefully they'll be able to share ideas with other key employees from other stores. And then, so I'll be up there on Thursday. And then we'll come back and hopefully we'll have a renewed, reinvigorated employee. And that'll show in the quality of work that we produce. And letting your employees evolve with you. when the sentence says groom them to take on more responsibilities, I also say to do more from the standpoint of cross training. We now have a bench, you know, what I call going to the bench, where every position is backed up three ways. If I need help at the sales counter, I have 4 to 5 people who can do it. If I need help in engraving, I have 3 to 4 people who can do it. Production, 3 to 4 people who can do it. Signs, where are we at? 2 people can make signs. Apparel, 3 people can make apparel. So that's what I call your bench strength, your depth chart. And so they're happy to do it. And sometimes we just switch it up, because if you're doing the same thing day after day after day, it can get boring and monotonous. And so we'll say, hey, what do you want to do today? And they'll say, can I do front counter? And the other person says, can I be the engraver? And it's like, sure, let's get it done. So those are the tips on how to motivate your employees to care more about your business. Currently 1226, you're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100andchamberradio.com. I have a couple of tips for you. Before we get into that, let's talk about brand promises. Now, when people think about branding, they often visualize the Nike swoosh or the iconic golden arches of McDonald's. But when you get to the heart of the matter, while an amazing logo certainly helps, in the end, your brand is all about the relationship you have with your customers. It's your what we call your brand promise. Now, remember when Comcast had a bad, and I mean a very, very bad customer service experience go viral? Well, unfortunately, customer service is a new form of marketing, and that huge mistake is now what many people equate with the broadcasting giant. It's become part of its brand, whether they like it or not. Branding goes beyond the swanky logo, the top-notch color scheme, and ideal imagery. It's a commitment that you make to your customers, and it's your customers who help spread your brand's word, both the good and the bad. So, and this happens, and I just can't. Dan Rather wrote a book many years ago, and it was called The Camera Never Blinks. Great book. If you were a broadcasting major like I was, it was a great book to read, because what it meant was that whether the camera light is on or off, it never blinks. It's just an open lens. And you have to kind of treat everything around you the same way. This is why when I talk about corporate image, you know, it doesn't, for a second, that camera doesn't blink. And I've given the example of, if your staff is wearing a company shirt, goes into a bar, gets into a fight, it's not, hey, Bill got into a fight at a bar. It's the guy from XYZ company got into a fight at a bar. If one of your employees is wearing a staff shirt and let's say the wife throws a glass of wine at him at dinner or something like that, then it's not so much that Bill's wife threw wine at him. It's, hey, the guy from XYZ company, his wife, you know, threw the glass of wine at him. It's your company image. It's your company reputation. And it starts from sun up to sundown. It never takes a break. The camera never blinks. And it's something that when it comes to your brand and its promises, you don't get to take a break. You can't have 100 customers come through the door and treat 99 great and one bad. Everybody has to be treated the same way. Everybody has to get the same level of professionalism and respect, regardless of how rude they are or anything else. You can always run it up the chain of command if they're being impossible. But at the end of the day, what you don't want to do is tweak a customer so bad that they go out of their way to start telling people what a miserable experience they had in your business. And that's part of the brand promise. And if you set the bar high from day one with customer service and you keep trying to improve, keep in mind how I end the show every day with never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. You keep trying to improve that, you'll do fine. Keep your brand promise. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100andchamberradio.com. We're going to take a step away for a quick news break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the 5 tips to help you get through your to-do list. We'll be right back.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett. Investigators in Southern California are still trying to determine a motive for a mass shooting that left more than a dozen people dead and 17 others wounded at a holiday party in San Bernardino. We get more from USA's Jason Wirt.
San Bernardino police confirmed that Saeed Farouk, one of the 2 killers in the San Bernardino shooting spree, had been at a meeting at the Inland Regional Center where he carried out the assault, and that tip led them to his home.
He was at the party. He did leave the party early under some circumstances that were described as angry or something of that nature. That is the information that we were following up on when we encountered him back near this residence in Redlands which led to the pursuit and the officer-involved shooting.
San Bernardino Police Chief Jared Bergwin says the attack was not spur of the moment and had to be pre-planned. I'm Jason Wirt.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Turn down that radio!
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid Air is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid Air has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The Air offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. Three environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-485-4408. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-485-4408. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-485-4408.
And I've been taking care of business every day, taking care of business.
Oh, you lucky dog, you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join us, as you do every week at this time. And believe me, we appreciate it, both here at Huntington Chamber Radio and individually on the program as well. So glad you could join us. I apologize for this little mini confusion here. I was trying to get a pair of headphones that would work just a little bit better, but don't seem to have them. So we are back. Currently 47 degrees, 12:32. You're listening to Taking Care of Business. I'm Jim Gano, your host. So glad you could join us, as I mentioned. Five tips to help you get through your to-do list. Now, this is a topic that, as I've had some dinners and conversations with people over the last couple of months, friends of mine mostly, and we get together, and there's an underwriting theme with my friends that I don't seem to understand. I don't really suffer from it, but it's called procrastination, and they keep telling me how much they have to do, but then when you watch them in action, you see how much else they're doing to not fulfill the original task at hand. So every business person I know, every entrepreneur I know, my wife, a lot of people, they struggle with time management. There simply aren't enough hours in the day to take care of everything. And you fight the same battles to manage your time and your tasks. Now, if you have a to-do list, you are ahead of the pack. However, there are many ways to make your list and time management plans more effective. So here are five tips that will help you to get a few more minutes out of your busy schedule. And remember, this comes to you free from taking care of business. So hopefully these little tips will help you in your journey as you try to complete all the items on your massive to-do list, especially at this time of the year when you're trying to get everything done with shopping and holidays and Christmas parties and things like that. So number one, you have to prioritize your list. How many out there, show of hands, how many out there actually have a list or at the end of the day, make a list of what you want to tackle first in the morning? Each day, look at your list and mark those items that are considered the top priority. Now consider the urgency and the importance of each task. Now, obviously, things that are both urgent and important will rise to the top of the list. Items that are neither urgent nor important can wait. So place items that are urgent but not important lower on your list and evaluate just how squeaky that wheel is before spending precious time on it. Give more time to those tasks that are important but less urgent. These items, when completed, will add more value. Use some type of a visual reference so your priorities are clear. You might rewrite your list in order of priority. You may want to highlight your items in yellow and then again in pink when they are complete, or just assign them a number. But once you've established your priorities, follow them. Don't get sucked into the trap on focusing on those things that you can finish quickly so that you can put lots of checks on your list. Every night before I leave, I always write like the top 5 to 10 things that I want to cover the next morning as soon as I get in. And it could be something stupid like empty the garbage. But if it's not on the list, it may not get done. So And then, like, just before I came on the program here, there are four tasks that I must get done today when I get back to the office before I leave at 3:45 for the football game, because tomorrow I have a huge delivery down in South Jersey, and I'm only going to get about half a day to finish all the things on this list before I hop on a plane on Saturday. So I got to make sure that the priority and the urgency is covered. Number two, you want to estimate how long each item on your list will take to complete. Now, it's common to underestimate how long tasks take. You may fail to include time for interruptions, travel, review, or getting steps approved. What about pondering time? We all need time to think about our tasks before moving forward. Developing or creating takes time. When you fail to include time for these parts of the process, you are doomed to underestimate how long your tasks will take. Number three, use a calendar. Once you become more effective at estimating how long tasks take, the next step is to move them to your calendar, at least those tasks that will take more than just a few minutes. Schedule the time to execute your tasks. If you have a calendar that is loaded with items not on your to-do list, there's going to be an obvious mismatch. You are highly unlikely to accomplish many of your top priority items. And number four, don't run into the trap of packing your schedule. Be realistic about what you can actually accomplish in one day. It doesn't matter how hard you work, you can't put 9 women on the job and get a baby in a month. Putting too much on your calendar can lead to cutting corners, sloppy work, or just being frustrated that you can't get it all done. And number five, get help. If you truly have too much work, it may be time to bring in some help. Spend your time on high-value activities. How much is your time worth to the business? Put a dollar value on an hour of your time, and then ask yourself if you need an assistant to provide administrative help. Entering data, typing correspondence, and making travel arrangements could be done by a less expensive resource. Should you spend time doing the bookkeeping? Ask, if I had 10 less hours of low-value work each week, could I fill this time with higher value activities that would be worth more than the cost of an assistant? Help may come in the form of a full or part-time employee. Alternatively, you may want to outsource some of your workload. For example, you can hire a bookkeeping service to take care of your accounting issues, and you may need to let go of some of your tasks to be more efficient. Time is your most valuable commodity, and the quantity is limited. Your personal productivity may be the difference between success and bankruptcy. Implementing these tips will hopefully help you achieve your full potential. So a couple of ways to clean up the old to-do list and get you back on track. So it's all good. Well, there are 10 ways to turn online prospects into in-store buyers. This is one of the main topics in most business forums today, is how do you convert the online visitor into a buyer? And whether you're just running an online business or you have a combination of online and brick and mortar, when a person clicks on your website, there has to be a way that you can get them to come and visit you in your store. So now here are 10 ways that you can help turn online prospects into in-store buyers. Now, you want to help ramp up your sales, whether it's Small Business Saturday or any day during the holidays, with these 10 tactics intended to turn online prospects into in-store buyers. Now, customers nationwide specifically set out to shop at local small enterprises on a day like Small Business Saturday, like we just had. And that makes it particularly important for businesses that have actual digital marketing efforts to find a way to turn those email, social media, and website relationships into in-store visits. While bridging the divide between digital and in-store traffic isn't a slam dunk, there are techniques for getting the job done. The first is to be prepared. You should identify the products and services that you're going to want to promote and begin cultivating your prospects as soon as possible. Timing means everything when it comes to getting in front of your customers. Timing means, and that's said by James Green, who's the CEO of technology company Magnetic. Ideally, businesses need to reach consumers before they make their buying decisions. The weeks and days before a holiday can also be used to grow Twitter subscribers, Facebook friends, and other groups of customers and potential customers for campaigns immediately before or on the big day. Typically, I'm planning our Christmas promotions in June or July. I'm about 6 months ahead. Right now, I'm working on next summer already. So you want to make sure that you're prepared. You also want to aim local. On Small Business Saturday, or for that matter, any day, customers are often out and about looking for conveniently located retailers to meet their needs. Letting them know who you are, where you are, and what you can provide them will help. Reaching them when you're in your area makes it easier for them to visit in person. Green suggests using hyperlocal or advertising techniques such as geofencing to contact consumers in specific locations with advertising message from your local store. You want to be timely is the third tip. Now, while much of the planning and advance work may need to be done weeks ahead, marketers should continue updating, posting, and emailing customers around at a particular event or sale. Share your excitement before the event. Then throughout the day, promote, promote, promote. Number four, you want to target your top prospects. You can use search engine data to identify people who search for keywords relevant to your store or what you sell, and then employ geofencing and other hyperlocal advertising techniques to reach these key shoppers when they're near your location, with offers tied to what they're looking for. Number five, you want to build urgency. Limited offers can help drive customers into your store on pre-selected dates and times. Cole says a smoothie cafe client sends customers text messages that offer special deals available between, say, 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. on a particular day. And you can do the same thing with limited quantity offers good on only one particular day. This way, you're creating that urgency where people feel they have to come and they have to come now. You can also do the sixth tip, which is make it into a game. Cole says one apparel store client of hers held a contest to win a free pair of jeans. Customers were engaged via social media, but they had to visit the store to enter the contest. She also suggests messaging customers a mystery coupon offer. To find out what their individual deal is, they have to visit the store in person. Once they're there, it's a buy one, get one free, or a couple dollars off, she says, but not everybody is receiving the same thing. Number seven, substitute creativity for price cuts. Business owners often want to be able to offer their customers something different, not just the lowest price. Cole suggests offering off-hour shopping from, say, 5 a.m. to 7 a.m., or to make a quirky traffic-boosting offer of special hours, services, or discounts available only to customers who bring a friend in when they stop by. You can also stage in-store events. One company Cole works with brings in local artists who set up booths in the store to sell their wares. In-store seminars, demonstrations, and celebrity appearances are all events that can be promoted digitally and require customers to visit the store to experience them. As Cole says, tactics like that can be very compelling. Number nine, you want to match the media to the market and the campaign. The jeans giveaway Cole describes was promoted on Instagram to reach the store's customers. Text messages are well suited to creating urgency, while email excels at long-term relationships, especially with customers who aren't using newer social platforms like Snapchat and Instagram. Cole explains, it's finding where your audience is and then driving them to the store. And number 10, you want to plan carefully. In all matters, plan carefully. Details matter when it's a one-day event, so choose the specific product and service you want to promote well in advance. Identify the people who are most likely to buy them, develop offers that prospective buyers will find compelling and distinctive, and use appropriate media both before and on the day itself to engage and motivate customers to make the visit. And finally, don't stop marketing just because the event has passed. Many of the strategies that will be useful for bridging digital marketing and in-store traffic on a particular day or sale are identical to the ones that bigger businesses use every other sale day, like the one-day sales, the Black Friday sales, Cyber Monday, etc. And they don't have to be deployed just once a year. If you're getting people into your store and to follow you on Instagram, like you on Facebook, or give you their email and mobile message numbers, Cole notes, then you can continue to build off that momentum from not only Small Business Saturday, but throughout all of the holidays as well. There's a couple great tips on how to make your sales work better for you. Currently 12:44, we're going to step away for a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the 10 rules of an effective marketing campaign. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100andChamberRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own.
Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, law offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano, with you for about another 13 minutes, and then we'll put the rewind back on so you can listen to Big C on the morning program. Well, before the break, I mentioned there are 10 rules of an effective marketing campaign, and I know that the boys at SCG are just sitting there chomping at the bit, waiting to see if I get this right or not. But I'm going to tell you right now, these are not my rules. We'll quote the author in just a minute. But a lot of the ideas that come through this next story are ones that you, again, take eight of the 10, take 7 of the 10, and you should do better than most in their efforts. So this is a great list of 10 rules for effective marketing campaigns as put together by Michael Pastier. Now, Michael is the co-founder and creative director of Zaragoza, one of the best advertising agencies in the world, as voted and awarded by Facebook, Google, and numerous other awards. Obviously, they didn't get a Chamber Award, but, you know, we can't all be as good as me. Michael is one of the top marketing people on the planet. He has a unique blend of in-depth marketing knowledge and insights combined with both business and sales focus. So these are the 10. I'm not going to go into too much detail, but these are just the 10, and then you can do your research on your own. Number one, the campaign idea should work as a newspaper title that you would love to read. Now, when you read a newspaper, if anybody still does that, and, you know, I do, but if you read newspapers, what makes you read deeper into the story than, say, a paragraph or two? Sometimes it's the headline. And when I used to be a newspaper reporter for the Courier News, I would spend hours just coming up with the headline, sitting with the editor and saying, well, what if we say this? What if we say that? Well, what about this angle? A lot of times it was the headline that mattered more in order to get the reader to read than the actual content of the story itself. Number two, it's not enough to create content if you can't name and distribute it correctly. Number three, social media communication should fulfill the need of users and not the product. It must bring content in line with the message. I am what I'm sharing. Number four, communication based on cultural insight works more effectively than one based on product insight. Don't sell running shoes, sell running. Number five, don't think about product benefit only. There are also benefits conveyed through your communication, both social, emotional, and rational. Number six, emotions mean more than something is faster, simpler, or more available. And we've talked about over the last couple of months the engagement factor with your customers. Number seven, social rewards like status or recognition work better than physical rewards. Rewards should be unexpected and unpredictable. Number eight, for people, it is more important what's being said about them than the reality. Number nine, time restrictions help the effectivity of any campaign. And finally, number 10, one of the best marketing and promotional tools can be your company culture. So putting all those together to create your message, hopefully will help you as you develop an effective marketing campaign. And again, if you're ever missing content or want to review certain content that's been aired on the show, you can always go to www.huntingtonchamberradio.com, click on the archive page and look up today's program in order to replay some of those tips, and hopefully they'll help you along the way. We talked about good employees before. Now I want to talk about how to get them to stick around. Now, finding good employees can be one of the toughest challenges for a small business owner, and keeping them around, especially when the payroll budget is tight, it can be even more difficult. But according to studies, if you offer motivation through other means, they'll stick around even without the lure of cash. You want to pat them on the back. No amount of money can make feeling unappreciated better. Tell your employees when they're doing well, and if they've done an awesome job, shout it out. Otherwise, employees wonder whether or not you're happy with their performance. Those feelings of uncertainty can push them into the cubicle of another employer. You also want to let them grow. And again, as your business grows, let your employees evolve with you. Groom them to take on a different, more significant role in the office. It shows that you believe in their abilities, and it will motivate them to stick around longer. However, overlooking them for promotions and hiring from the outside is an effective way to lose a dedicated player. And even with your busy schedule, find a minute to let your team know if they're doing well. Small gestures can make a huge difference in determining if they stay or if they go. I often tell business owners that a lot of times it really boils down to 50 cents. You know, and I'll ask them, do you have two quarters in your pocket? And they'll scrounge around. They might come up with a change. I go, is that worth losing your best employee? I had one employee this summer. I had just given her a $2 an hour raise. So she came to me a month later and said, I'm going to quit. And I'm like, for what? And when she told me, she was very unhappy in the job. I praised her often, but there were things in process that weren't to her liking. I sat her down. And I said, all right, if this was your company, this was your department, how would you run it? And she came up with a couple of things. And we were so close on many of them that by making those changes, now we've got an employee who, A, is making more money, but B, is happier with the way the workflow is going. So sometimes you got to step back and admit you don't really know it all. And hopefully that'll help you retain some of the better employees that you have working for you. And again, it's not always about the money as much as it is about making sure they're happy in what they do. Now, we've been on the topic of employees all day, and currently it's 12:53, so I'm not sure if we're going to have enough time to get through this one, but how do you clone your best employee? Now, there's been many books written, top grading and things like that, that will talk about, 20% of the people do 80% of the work, and then how do you get that number to be reversed? And you obviously don't want 80% of the people doing 20% of the work. But how do you get the point where you look at your staff and you look at your bench and you say, I've got the greatest team here. This is my all-star crew. I don't want to lose any of them. And I don't know that I can bring anybody in without either upsetting the culture or that anybody else would be any better. So if you wish all of your employees were like your best employee, here are some tips for creating more rock stars in your business. Now, if you have an amazing, incredible employee who stands out from the rest of the staff, you might have a problem. It doesn't sound like a problem, but you wanted to hire someone incredible, and you did. But if you've ever wondered what you would do without them, you can start to see your potential crisis. If you have an employee you consider virtually indispensable, and that employee quits or retires, you don't want to be in a position of having your company crumble around you. In other words, you should be doing everything you can to clone that employee. If you're trying to clone your best hire, here are some tips. Have your best employees train your new employees. You might feel you should do all the training or that a middle range or lesser performing employee should be breaking in someone new while the best employees keep the company running. But that would be a huge mistake. You want to create a culture in your business where everyone is encouraged to have good staff behaviors. And as long as you have those one or two rock stars who get it and can pass that along, you're in great shape. You want to let the subpar employees go. Now, obviously, you should give employees a chance, and you should want a culture where people can feel free to make the occasional mistake without fear of reprisal. Working in business should be fun. Many employees are not being paid enough, but they will stick around a quality work environment, says Bruce Brown, who owns Brown's Marketing Consulting and is a consultant in the Los Angeles area specializing in sales training. But at the same time, if some of your employees turn out to be hateful and are bringing down the business with their negativity or poor performance, it's important not to let them hang on for too long. You also want to be careful about singling out your star employee. You don't want to create a culture of jealousy there that now all of a sudden people look at the rock star and they're like, well, I'll never get to that level. But now all of a sudden the animosity builds up. You want to reward your employees, whether that's in a monetary sense, product sense, trips, or something like that. You want to make sure that everybody feels appreciated, and you do want to keep that star employee of yours happy. So those are just some tips on how you can clone your best employee, but let them do the leading sometimes and make sure that they're the ones who are helping not only to follow the culture, but to reinforce the culture with all of your employees so that, again, that bar gets set pretty high and you got to keep it there. It can't drop. And sometimes your star employees are the ones who can do the best reinforcement, whether it's by talking to another employee individually or by mentoring or something like that. Let them take the lead. In NASCAR, it's been a while, but Kyle Busch is your 2015 NASCAR Sprint Cup Series champion. In the NFL, the Packers take on the Lions tonight at 8:25 p.m., but who cares? I'll be at MetLife Stadium cheering on the Panthers of Bridgewater-Raritan against Westfield. And is it me, or should the rest of the NFC East season just be canceled due to lack of interest? The number one team in that division has a 5-6 record. Absolutely deplorable. In NCAA football, the AP Top 25 looks like this. Clemson holds down the top spot, followed by Alabama, Oklahoma, Iowa, and Michigan, or Michigan State. Ohio State, Stanford, North Carolina, Notre Dame, and Florida State round out the top 20. Right now, Clemson, Alabama, Oklahoma, and Iowa hold down the top four spots in the college football playoff rankings. And can we have a round of applause for the Philadelphia 76ers for finally winning a game in the NBA? And whatever happened to the L.A. Lakers with just two wins so far this season? Compare that to the Golden State Warriors, who are undefeated at 19-0. In NCAA basketball, the Kentucky Wildcats are atop the AP Top 25 poll, followed by Maryland, Michigan State, Kansas, and Iowa State. Oklahoma, Duke, Villanova, North Carolina, and Virginia round out the top 10. Getting close to the end of the program, I want to remind you there will be no program next week. We're going to probably rewind the interview with Evans Gebhardt from Wired for Wine next week to get you motivated and possibly purchasing more product from him for some unique holiday gifts. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another show. If you have any ideas for upcoming program topics, by all means, get them to me. As always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I end the show the same way with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well when he said, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. I'm your host, Jim Gannot. This has been another edition of Taking Care of Business. If you have ideas for an upcoming programming topic or guest, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGannot83, or on Facebook with our new page called Taking Care of Business with Jim Gannot. Don't forget to like and follow that page, and I'll talk to you again next week, or in 2 weeks rather, for another edition of Taking Care of Business. Make it a productive week, everybody. Taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime. Work out.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters.
Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
That there may be more folks out there. Rest assured, we are doing everything we can. We have brought every single asset to the table that we have available in this city, in this county, in this state.
Authorities say they believe the two were either married or engaged. Both suspects were armed with assault rifles and semi-automatic handguns. Police also say there were three explosive devices found at the shooting scene that were disposed of. Police say they still do not have a motive for the shootings, but have not ruled out terrorism. They add they believe some kind of planning went into the incident because of the nature of the weaponry that was involved. Officials say 14 people were killed in the shootings and another 7